Hi everyone, and welcome to the Marketing Consultation, the podcast for healthcare marketers by healthcare marketers. In the Marketing Consultation, Fabien and I are having bi-weekly conversation with top leaders from the healthcare industry to uncover their key experience, insight and advice when it comes to career development, leadership, building high-performing team, or marketing strategy and tools. Whether you are working in healthcare marketing or you are interested in this field, our goal is to help you answer the key questions and challenges to support you in your professional growth so that you can accelerate your career.
In today's episode, we have the pleasure of welcoming Luca Alaria. He is a certified professional coach, a master coach in leadership and communication, and a trainer and facilitator in adult learning. With over 15 years of experience in the medtech industry, he has trained and led teams of specialists in marketing, training, education, and sales across Europe, US, and Canada. In addition to his coaching experience, Luca has been collaborating with universities across Switzerland. He is supporting MBA and PhD students by designing and delivering workshops on team dynamics, career transition, and communication. Luca is a biomedical engineer graduated from Politecnico Milano and holds an executive MBA from IMD. In our conversation, Luca shares his passion of supporting people to bring their true self into what they do. He highlights the importance of critical people in his career, mentors, coach, advisor, and champions, and reflect on his transition from a high-profile marketer in the medtech industry to being a professional coach and trainer.
Hi, Luca.
Hello, Greg. Good afternoon. Hello, Fabien. Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to welcome you in the Marketing Consultation. You know, we had the pleasure to work together 10 years ago. And also more recently also in your current activity. And I suggest to start our discussion of today that we are going back in the past, you know, when you had your first major shift in your career, you know, when you moved from clinical specialist to training and education. And I'm really curious to understand what was your motivation to move away from a field where every day you were involved in Italy in complex cardiac procedure with patients to a more corporate role in a training and development in a headquarter. And also, I would be curious about what was the most challenging aspect of this transition for you.
Okay, so there was a couple of transitions in that period. One was I was in Italy first, then moved to the Netherlands, again, focus on clinical, a lot of operations and complexity, as you said, in terms of surgery, but also in terms of relationship. In the sense that I was in contact with physicians of every country, basically, in our continent. And then I moved to the headquarters as a trainer because what I felt I was enjoying a lot was actually supporting others in finding solutions. And so at the time I was speaking with two people who marked a lot my career. One was Michael Hill, and the second one was Pierre Bayet. And really, in their conversation, it seems that, yeah, my ability to explain was quite recognized, quite interested. So I started working for the headquarters as a ad hoc trainer in a topic that is very, I would say, unique. I was teaching statistics for sales reps. And then after that, I got the chance to join the team, really with the idea to support people to find the new solutions, to train people about my experience, but also giving perspective. So that was a little bit the idea.
I think you mentioned something which is very interesting, which is, you know, the role of some people that have been helping you to go to that transition, but also to reflect. And you mentioned, you know, Michael and Pierre, and are two very different profiles than what you are doing when you were a clinical specialist. Can you elaborate more? Do you have any advice for our audience also regarding the role of sponsor, mentor, champion, wherever you want to call them?
Yes. For me, mentors are essential in career. Whatever career you're looking for, having someone who is inspiring you, who is challenging you, and who is able to put like a mirror in front of your face and saying what you're really good at. And for me, the first one was Michael Hill, again, was my director at the time. And was he had this ability to not only see me what I was good, but also to challenge me to the next step. And so mentorship has this unique role to say, hey, my experience tells me that, what do you think? And this simple question can help people to evolve, can help people to get better at what they're doing.
I think it's quite interesting also what you mentioned, and you know what I oversimplify by transition from the field to a training and development role. You went also to some geographical transition, you know, moving from Italy to Netherlands. With at that time, you know, your manager was from US. After moving to Switzerland, having also a manager from another nationality, anything you want to share with us that could be a good insight for our audience?
What I learned is never assume, you know, and when I remember the first time I used a flight simulator with you, Greg, during the launch of a product. And at the time, a pilot said, you guys remember, when we fly, we should never assume. And I think in business is the same, and in intercultural relationship is the same. I'll give you an example. When I arrived in the Netherlands, I remember I was over the phone and then replying an email. And then one of my colleagues entered the office and I said, oh, come on in and we can talk. And then I received the feedback, look, never do this again, because that's absolutely inappropriate. Whilst for me, it was absolutely normal doing three things at the same time with people. So never assume what is okay and just simply ask. And the second thing I learned is the richness that that is in this relationship. There is a very good book. It's called it's a book about innovation. It's called The Medici Effect. And at a certain moment, it says, innovation happens in intersections. So when we put people from different cultures, different perspectives together, is when the real ideas come in. And that's what I learned in my experience, really working with multiple cultures, with people with different profiles, different personalities, is there innovation, creativity, also happiness happens. So it's really what this spark is lighted up and fire in business and in human relationship.
So we all aspire to get to have that spark one day. I guess it has been very important for you in all your transitions. So we talked about your transition from a field role to a headquarter or regional training and development role, but it did not stop there. You also went from being a successful trainer to then taking on various marketing roles. So could you share with us how you prepared yourself, if you had any preparation, to begin your new marketing career?
Yeah, so that was, again, a matter of people. And at the time, there was the lead of the department, Annette Bruls, and a very respected global marketeer, Hank Vensendorp, and discussing with them, there was a big change in the company, and they had the opportunity to say, okay, let's go to marketing. And I knew the product, I knew the customers, but I didn't know a lot about marketing. And there were these two individuals that really challenged me and gave me the strength to move forward. And then I decided to prepare a little bit more systematically. I love learning and studying, so I decided to gather an executive MBA from IMD in Lausanne, really to give me the foundation of marketing, of strategy, finance, and also leadership. And so, yes, there was again an encounter, again, people that challenge you and challenge me, and they give me trust, but also a lot of hard work to compensate for what was not there.
No, thanks, Luca. And, you know, one thing, a question which is coming often, you know, to each of us, but also then we are getting from our junior marketer, it's exactly what you described. It's about MBA. or executive MBA, and to see what will be a good timing in the career to do, what type of MBA, and any advice that you could share either on your own experience or what you have been learning also after.
Okay, so a couple of observations on what I believe an MBA is useful for. MBA is useful in different levels. The first level is knowledge, giving you the knowledge of marketing, of strategy, finance, and leadership. The second level is on the human being level. That means ability to interrelate with people coming from a different background, with different aspirations, different cultures. And the third level is on the personal level. It's putting yourself in a journey because you're stretched in your knowledge, you're stretched in your timing, you're stretched in how to do things differently. The timing for an MBA, it depends. You can do it at the beginning of your career, let's say after 4 or 5 years. And in this case, I would recommend a full-time MBA where you can have an immersive experience and really focus on the studying. I did later on in my career. I had already 10 years of experience of work, and I decided to do an executive MBA. I was one of the youngest one at the time. The challenge there for me was to learn something new, but also to operate and work in a class with people with a very high level. I had directors, vice president, C-level people in my class. And that's what a lot of the learning came from. What I learned also is one thing. MBA is like a glazing on a cake. Your experience, your knowledge, your personality is the cake, is what people will, quote unquote, buy and hire for. The MBA, whatever type of MBA it is a glazing, is what makes, you know, a little bit the angles that are not perfect, things that are not fully there, more complete and more appropriate. However, especially to the to young people, I always say, if you believe that you do an MBA and the next day you will have the role of a director, it is not the way it works. You know, the cake is not solid enough. The MBA will help you to accelerate your career. So yeah, you will reach there maybe faster, but exiting a full-time MBA, you will gather maybe a management experience, and it's great, and then you will develop higher up, maybe faster. For an executive MBA, very often the cake is already quite substantial, so the glazing makes this cake shinier and tastier. You can cover more roles, and the ability to interact with different departments changes. Apologies if my answers are too long. You give me a sign. You know, I'm Italian originally, so I love to talk.
It's perfect. And we can also see, you know, the passion for food, which is, you know, connected to the way you explain in a very simple way the MBA. One more clarification question on the MBA. You know, it's three letters that everybody's using. But of course, there's a lot of different MBA. Can you share with us how you selected the type of MBA you wanted to do, the business schools, and the program also?
Okay, for me, so again, because I was quite advanced in my career, 10 years is, let's say the first third of the career was done, I decided for an executive MBA. Now, about the type of program for me was key to have an international program where the vast majority of countries were represented. And therefore, I excluded MBA in the US because a lot of times our focus more on Anglo-Saxon culture. Not always, but a lot. And then the other point for me was having an MBA with a strong leadership stream. Not only the three pillars, the typical pillars, finance, marketing, and strategy, but a strong leadership stream. Today, the majority of international schools offer that. At the time, was not really the case. And so doing a lot of research, IMD seems the one satisfying my needs the most in terms of leadership stream. And so I decided to go there.
Thanks for sharing, Luca. And I did love the analogy with the cake. very telling. And I totally agree with you on that. Let's move forward to maybe the present now. So you're currently a certified professional coach and trainer. You coach leaders and individual contributors, and you also train MBA students at various Swiss universities, and you support them in their career transitions. So our question that we're very interested in, because that was a big jump from the corporate environment to being your own boss and establishing your own coaching business. So could you elaborate on why and how you moved away from your high profile marketing career in the corporate environment to what you do today?
Mm-hmm. So the first time I crossed a coach, a real coach, was at my time at MBA, at IMD. And that was inspiring to me. The way this person challenged me made me think differently without telling me what to do. For me, it was extremely inspiring. So, there was a little bit of wondering what would be the next magic those kind of profession could do. But of course, you know, I had enough challenges in my marketing role. I had a fantastic team to work with. So there was no kind of push to do that. And then in 2017, the company I was working for went through a major restructuring. I was impacted by the restructure. And I went to my coach really to understand what to do. And I remember at the time he said, look, it seems that from what I'm hearing, what is passionate to you is people and supporting people, either physically, either morally, either psychologically. And he asked me the question, what does that tell you? I said, maybe I need to explore coaching, was my answer. So that's what I did. I subscribed to IDC, Institut de Coaching à Genève, and started my coaching training. I found in the meantime a new job as a sales and marketing director, and then I continue my training as a coach, getting my hours done to get certified, and more the passion for this job was present. And also I see positive feedback in my colleagues, in some people I was coaching for my certification, coming from different industries, and really this inner satisfaction to see people finding their own solutions and me just being, I love metaphor. I believe people are like a well full of water, but very often they don't see the water. As a coach, what I enjoyed a lot was helping them to have a longer cord so they could plunge in the water and take the water they needed, but they had already the water inside. So that was my reflection. And then in 2018, again, following another restructure in the company where I was working for, at the time, the energy of this new role was more and more present. And so I decided, okay, let's try. If the destiny will say yes, it's clear, I will see. And actually, it was quite fast because in 6 months, basically, I was up and running. So. And for me, that was a sign that I was on the right path. And training goes along. I've been training for corporations. I've been training in sales. I was supporting university. The PhD program is called Transversal Program here in Swiss Romande. It's a passion and a profession, and went well together. So I decided to merge the two. And then, of course, I'm a marketeer at heart. So, time to time, I support also companies in doing this. So, it's a little bit of a mixture, and I really enjoy. But at the center is also the person, what they want to do, how they want to evolve. And I like to see me as just a little tool to help them to put their thing in the universe.
We can definitely feel the passion that you have for your job, for others, and it's really inspiring to see how you've been able to uncover this passion and to follow it. So you mentioned that before being a coach, you were a coachee at some point.
Yes.
And I'm really interested in knowing if you have any advice on if anyone in our environment in industry at any level should get a coach, or what is the good time to get some coaching?
Okay, so coaching is really helpful in general to three things. One, uncover resources. When we are stuck, when we don't know what to do, we are in confusion. Second, when we have a big project and we see, you know, we see the direction, but we have no idea how to reach that target. And the third one is when we believe we are doing well, but the feedback we receive, they are kind of a mixed bag. And so how to look at things from a different perspective. And that's what helped me as a coachee in my reflection, in my interaction with others. And that's what is helping me as a coach today. And by the way, today I'm also a coachee. As a coach, I have my coach, I have my supervisor, and I always recommend people, when you choose a coach, the first question you ask is, do you have a coach or do you have a supervisor? If the answer is no, run away. Because if as a coach we are not self-reflective, we cannot help people to be self-reflective. And the another thing I would recommend is, if you consider coaching as fixing a problem, maybe it's not the right tool. We don't fix people, we support people. It's different. So the person has to have the desire to change, evolve, do better, realize their dreams. But if somebody else say, oh, you know, Luca, you should do this and this and this, do differently, well, maybe training, mentoring, consulting are more appropriate.
What you clarify, it's really critical. Huh? You know, it's mentoring, coaching, training, it's answering all different needs. And right. You know, it's really also inspiring to see of across your career and what you are doing today with people. It's really linked to endless learning and curiosity. And curiosity not only about content, not about art skill, but especially about people. And also going to knowing yourself was probably something helping you, you know, across the journey. I would like to switch to another angle. And every day you are assisting people in realizing their potential, in fostering their growth, development, and enhancing their team performance at all level. You know, it's inspiring to see that you are doing that with students, with manager, director, vice president, C-suite, and the way you describe the same passion is there, whoever is in front of you. And can you provide us more information on the primary topic that you cover while working with your clients?
Mm-hmm. So let's say with students and young professionals, typically is the main topic is really clarifying where I want to go. What is my future? Am I on the right path? Where I want to be in when I will grow up, quote unquote. When we go towards vice president and C levels, the topic are quite different. It goes from strategy to having a spare partner. I realize there is a lot of quote unquote loneliness up there because, of course, due to company constraints, they cannot share a lot with a lot of people. And sometimes it's difficult to express also doubts, desire, reflections in an open and in a safe environment. And that's where typically we focus our conversation on. Across the board, there is there are communication. It's always a big topic. And second is making an impact. And with making an impact has multiple definitions according to multiple people. But let's say the ticket goes under this big umbrella of doing something for me, from my team, from my company, from my customers that change positively their experience, their life, their status.
It's interesting to see that you have multiple life in one life, you know, when you see, you know, different activities than you are doing still today, you know, with different type of activity, different type of customer. A lot of people in the corporate world are thinking, oh, I'll become independent. Like this, I'm my own boss and I can decide what I do. Can you elaborate on that and tell us more about the journey over the last 5 years, you know, when you decide to jump on the other side of the cliff? create and run your own business.
Yeah. So independency has a lot of strengths. That means, you can kind of manage your agenda. If there is a specific topic you're interested in, you focus on that topic. And at the same time, you are not the owner of your agenda. You know, your clients are, and the needs of the market. Sometimes there are more requests, and sometimes then there are way less requests. So the idea is how to balance all of this. Also, another learning I had was I was used to have a steady salary income at the end of the month. That is not happening. Today I'm in a hybrid situation. I collaborate under a contract with the university of St. Gallen for a percentage of my time. The rest is my own activity. And still, there is a big variation. So if you have family responsibilities, if you want to build maybe a house or something, you need to take care of this. And handling the anxiety of saying, "Ooh, this month I invoiced 260 francs. What is happening next month?" And really, it's just a matter of thinking more in the long term. Say, look at the year versus at the month. Which is interesting because what we say in marketing is that we need to anticipate the future and making sure that what we say today has an impact today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. Well, being an independent is pretty much like this. So it's actually putting a test of fire if what we do and what we say is really working. And it seems so. So that's my take. I don't know if you have any other clarifying question or any specific elements on this.
No, just wanted to add when we were chit-chatting before the recording, you mentioned that actually when you work in roles like we do with Greg and I, we have one boss and we know that boss, we know his expectations more or less. We try to meet the expectations, but actually going independent in a coaching role, you get multiple bosses. And you mm-hmm. were saying that's actually a challenge because you get as many expectations as bosses. So
that's right. That's right. And the important is adapting and feeling that we can work, that I can work with that person, right? So because then there is a lot of expectations. There's a lot of different styles. Maybe there are some situations where individuals and teams need in a couple of days some support. So how to accommodate that, knowing that you have other teams and other individuals to accommodate as well. So that's a little bit the challenge. And the beauty of it is also saying, okay, can I really work with this person? That's why as a coach, I always have a one-on-one before to see, we call it chemistry meeting, to see if we can work together. And goes both way, goes from the coachee perspective, can they work with me? And goes in my perspective, can I work with them? And once we have established this alliance, is then we are ready to go because we know that we can trust each other. We know that the environment will be safe, the respect will be there, but yet there will be a demand, right? So it's and instead of or, but still it's a challenge and a joy at the same time.
So Luca, last question for you before we move to more personal questions and following on the metaphor of the baking. So that would be really our cherry on the cake. What we would like to ask you with Greg is, you have any best kept secrets that you have acquired on your own marketer journey that you are now leveraging while coaching others? Do you have some, and could you please share with us and our audience?
So I have a couple. The first one is, one, remember, big changes never happen alone. So find your allies, find the people that can trust you, support you, challenge you with benevolence, sincerity, and knowledge. I mentioned a few people in our conversation. I would need to mention many, many more. But those people are the ones that really stretch, help, and support. The second learning I had is, very often we tend to see ourselves like in a box. Oh, I'm a marketeer. Wonderful job. I'm a sales, I am legal, I am regulatory, I am different things. Well, be mindful to mixing identity and what we do. What we do is a great experience and added value for us and for others, but it's not necessarily who we are. So identifying and understanding who we are and trying to bring who you are in what we do, is that what makes the magic? It's really combining and enriching the doing and the being. And the third element I learned is that what we focus our attention grows. It's a principle coming from another person who changed a lot in my life. It's called Anne Clancy, author of Appreciative Coaching. And this principle says basically that where we focus our attention on grows. So if I focus my attention on problems and challenges, the problems and the challenges somehow will grow. If I focus my attention on what I want to be, acknowledging the challenges, is not denying the challenges, but is kind of acknowledging the challenge and then I go over the challenges and focus my attention in where I want to be, what is giving me joy, then the perspective change and it's easier. Also, the challenges become easier because we see the bigger picture. We see our goal. The integration being and doing, it's easier. The identification of allies, it's easier because they are the ones that are supporting us in our direction, not in the problem, but in the direction. So those are the three learning that I had.
Thanks for sharing, Luca. That's really appreciated. Our conversation has been full of advice and insights, which I'm sure are going to trigger a lot of thinking amongst Greg, myself, and our audience. So we have a little tradition in the marketing consultation, and we like to learn more about our speakers and go behind the scenes a little bit. So we have a few questions for you that we hope you will be feel comfortable answering. The first thing we would like to know, so you see, we see you here as a fully accomplished adult, but how was the little Luca? How were you as a child?
I was an interesting mixture between very calm and very serious child with some moment of craziness and some moment of high philosophical approach. I remember once we were at the seaside with my parents and my brother, and we were taking an ice cream. And then the first things I did was to offer my ice cream to my family. And the lady said, hey, but this is your ice cream. And I replied back and I said, well, yes, but there's no joy without sharing.
Wow.
And I was four, right? And then, you know, I was screaming to have the new car toy because I was passionate and I am passionate about cars. So, you know, screaming and making a scene, you see, that's what was a little bit like my extremes all there and always liking people and food. That was also the little Luca. That's why I'm always in shape. Round is a shape. So.
Thanks for sharing about you as a child. Is there any book that has impacted you professionally or privately that you would like to recommend to our audience?
So, professionally, I mentioned one. It's called The Medici Effect. It's a book about innovation. The second one is a book from an IMD professor, Phil Rosenzweig. It's called The Halo Effect. It's a book about strategy and how we can be influenced by the results rather than by the process and hanging up there. And very interesting book. Personally, I would recommend Taming Your Gremlin. It's a book about our saboteurs and our little voices that say, you know, you cannot do this. You've never been doing that. You know, in marketing, sometimes we are focused about the impossible that needs to be made possible, but we have all our voices in the head. And I think that book is really helpful to get to increase our self-awareness. And then another one is called Appreciative Coaching. It's a book a little bit technical, maybe, more, but I think it's describing pretty well how we can be acknowledging the challenges, the difficulties, sometimes the hard times we have, and at the same time, looking at a different perspective, how we can reinterpret the past, how we can focus on what will make us growth, and also how we speak and think can influence what we do. So a few books, very interesting. There are many, many more. But yeah, I will limit myself to those four.
Four is already great. Thanks, Luca. So with your job, you have, I think, sometimes an unpredictable schedule, or you have to have very long days to satisfy the expectations of your clients. Can you tell us, can you share how you manage your energy levels?
If I would have the perfect solution, I would love to know. I don't. So if you have one, I'm taking it. At the moment, it goes back day by day. Again, I receive a lot of energy from the people I have around me, my family, my friends, who are supporting and sustaining me. Again, we cannot change alone. I receive energy from doing some activities. I do less sports than before due to some physical conditions, but that's also an important way for me to relax. And the other thing is nature and contact with nature. So those are the three things that can help me to my energy level. But, you know, I'm a human being as everybody. So there are days where, you know, I say, oh my goodness, I'm so tired. And then I need to still keep going. And then there are some days where I can manage better. So we are in a journey, and I am in a journey too.
We are too. So you mentioned about cake before, but do you prefer cooking or baking?
Definitely baking. I love pâtisserie and everything that is related to pastry, because it's a mixture between high engineering. I'm an engineer by training, so we need to be precise. There's a lot of chemistry in it. And at the same time, there is a lot of creativity, because the challenge is always saying, okay, what do I have available today and what I can create that is tasty and appealing to the eyes? So sometimes with very good results, sometimes with horrifying results, and that's okay. We are in a journey. And for me, it's really relaxing as well. So I did a few baking class. Both in Italy, in France, because we have two very different ways of do pastry, and I love both. So that's what I like. It's learning, it's precise, and it's creative at the same time.
So I'm curious, what's your signature pâtisserie?
So my favorite dessert is tiramisu.
Oh.
Obviously,
to be expected.
But I do everything.
Now we are talking.
So, but I do everything from scratch, from the cookies to the cream to everything is done from scratch. And then had a little signature from my mom that is a little variation to the tradition, but that I will not share here.
Okay.
But I will invite you for a slice very soon.
This is noted on our side.
Absolutely.
Italy or Switzerland?
That's a big fight, and therefore I would say the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting answer. Final question, coach or coachee?
That's even harder. I cannot be a coach without being a coachee. And therefore, for this reason, I say coach. Because to be a good coach, I have to be a coachee. I need to explore myself to help others to explore themselves. And I love coaching because it's a never-ending field of studying, because the human being is so complex and so beautiful, so amazing, that it's difficult to, oh, I did this course, I'm done. It keeps going.
Thanks, Luca, for this very inspiring and also refreshing discussion. It's not only about the professional side of you. It was very interesting also to get some insight from the person you are behind not only the coach, but the marketer. And for the audience that would like to be in contact with Luca, feel free to reach to him to the LinkedIn profile of Luca. And Luca, both of us would like to thank you for the time and also for the discussion, expertise, and all the great insight from your side. Thanks, Luca.
Thank you, Luca.
Thank you, Fabien. Thank you, Greg. And thank you to all the people who are listening to this.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. We hope you found this discussion informative and insightful. We encourage you to continue the conversation and stay connected with us on LinkedIn and Instagram at The Marketing Consultation. If you have any questions or topics that you would like us to cover in future episodes, please do not hesitate to reach out. We need your help to grow the Marketing Consultation community and have more healthcare marketers benefit from the experience and advice of our speakers. Please feel free to share with your network and to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. This is super important to increase our visibility. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more insights and ideas from top healthcare leaders in our next episode.